depression, because I have been dealing with that a lot, and it's because of so many reasons and so many, you know, problems has been happening in my life. And maybe someone out there could relate to this topic that I'm talking about right now. But I have been feeling so worthless in life. Has anyone ever feel like that? Like, just worthless and lonely and depressed with whatever is going on in your life, and you just feel like you have no control of situations, but you are the one who got yourself in the situation. But then it's just like, it's just too much going on at once, and you don't know what and where and how to get out of it. Yeah, that's the feelings. And it's really, really ridiculous. So the things that, you know, the thing is, like, sometimes when I feel like that, you know, I just, you know, I just feel like going under the cover and just dwell in pity and dwell in sorrow and just pity myself. But then it's like, that's not gonna do anything for me, because I have to get up in the morning. I have to do something with my life. I have to go there and actually make a living out of my life, because again, me dwelling in my sorrow is really not gonna change the situation. But it feels like that's what I want to do right now. That's just what I feel like doing. Like, I just feel like, what's the point of trying? What's the point of going on? Like, I've been having all these thoughts in my head, all these wild thoughts that I don't know how to control. It's just, everything has been going so horribly. And I just feel like it's too much, man. It's really, really too much for me. I really don't have anybody there to actually, you know, talk to and have conversations with anymore, because, you know, it's just, I've been going through this stage in my life where everything is just going bad. Like, no one have my back like they used to. Family has almost close to, basically, distance them. I mean, like, you know. But anyways, I am, like, really at the verge of, you know, basically, I don't want to say the word suicidal, but I just feel so worthless. Like, it sucks when you get to see everybody living their best life and enjoying life, everything they have worked for, and, you know, and they still working, and I'm just, like, here being lame and having all these problems, and these problems is so overwhelming, and it's just like, it's not even, like, you know, just, you know, common depression. It's just a depression because of my life, because my life is not where I want it to be and how I wanted it to be. All my expectation has been ruined because of where I am in life, and it's just so disappointing. And I have no motivation. I just feel like nothing, you know. I don't feel like I bring value to people or value to anyone, and it's painful and it's hurtful, and when you see other people succeeding and you see other people living their best life and you're not, and it's like, how are you supposed to feel happy, you know, for somebody else when you know your life is going downward, you know? And then it just feels like the more I dwell in my sorrow, and the more I'm, you know, the more things get worse for me, and the better things get for other people. It's like everything else starts to conspire against me. Like, it's just like the internet is like, I'm not fulfilling the internet's expectation. I'm not fulfilling the music expectation. I'm not, you know, fulfilling family expectation. I'm not fulfilling my expectation. I'm not fulfilling friends' expectation. And it's just everywhere I turn, I just feel like I'm being attacked and I'm being, you know, judged. And it's like the worst feeling ever. And nobody wants to feel like that, especially. That's what makes everything much more worse, when you know that there's so many things to live for and so many things to bring value to and people to bring value to, but you know you're not, and it's just, you feel worthless, and you feeling worthless just makes situation worse. And it's like, at this age, and I feel like I'm supposed to, you know, catch up. I'm supposed to be living my best life, like everybody, doing what everybody is doing. But I never really follow the rules. Like, you know, when you don't follow the rules, sometimes you get to learn the hard way. And when you learn the hard way, it's like, sometimes when you get yourself into a situation, when you get yourself into a hole, it's like kind of hard to get yourself out of it, because you don't know. You're not used to things like that. You don't know how and where and what, and like, you just lost, and it's so overwhelming, and I just feel so. And then it's like everything is coming at me all at once, and I just don't know how to control it. I don't know how to feel. And it's like, how can somebody deal with the fact that no one understands me at this point? Like, have you ever done something so messed up? It feels like it. Like, you messed up so bad. Like, I am at that verge where I feel like I've messed up to the point where of no recovery. Like, and that's what depressions feel like. But I have never, ever, ever, I don't even think anyone that has been depressed in their life are going through half of the things I'm going through, and the reason why they're going through it. I just feel like I'm like the only one with so much problem, and it's just like, and I feel like I deserve it, you know? Sometimes people, when they feel like, some people, when they are depressed, when they feeling like, you know, the world is crashing on them, sometimes it's just their own, sometimes, I'm not even giving an excuse, but I'm just saying, like, depression is depression, but I just feel like sometimes there's always something to be happy about. I just feel like most people, there's always something to be happy about. Family is there, friends is there, but when you feel like you have nothing, like, I mean, even when you do have family, most of the time, you just feel like you're just better off, they're just better off without you. It's just a horrible thing, and it's a sucky feeling and a sucky place to be in. Because if you don't know how to get out of it, if you don't have somebody to help you get out of it, it's just, you might be there for a while. But okay, besides all that venting and stuff like that,